It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
KE0VYC. This is the Mike Wills Podcast for... What day is it? June 26th, 2019. Comes to 2018, I don't know why. It's been a decent week so far for me. The weather has finally warmed up at least. And supposedly there's a threat for storms tonight on my area, but I'm not quite sure to what degree or what things are going to look like. I may not record for a couple weeks here. So last week when, it was in general a bad week, but, I don't think I'll go into that. I was working my vehicle. That's part of the bad week. One of the weather nets was actually kicking off. So in amateur radio, a net is usually more of a formalized conversation, maybe. So you have one person that's in charge of the net or net control. And in some cases, they do a round robin kind of thing where everyone checks in and then they kind of check with each person. I think this is a little more informal net. Based on what I was listening to, we have one guy who's net control, who's kind of communicating out to people. Hey, National Weather Service, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I'm watching some rotation here. Is anyone nearby to go check it out? Things like that. And then as people have weather reports, they'll just call in with their call sign and then say, hey, there's quarter size hail or approximately quarter size hail or something, and then it gets reported to National Weather Service by net control. So it was kind of a neat experience to listen to that. Unfortunately, I had nothing to provide because it was blue sky in by me. Most of the weather went just south of us, and actually had a couple of tornadoes pop out of that, which I was watching half as I was trying to work on my truck and breaking it more. Again, part of the not so good week last week. I guess the other was we took the car in twice and dropped quite a bit of money on it yet again. Oh, the fun of car ownership. So, back to the fun ham stuff. This last weekend is what they call Field Day. So, the American Radio Relay League has... it's kind of a contest, but it's also... They call it Field Day. So, kind of a multiple purpose kind of thing. One is to get all these ham radio people out into the nature and set up mobile communication points. So this is a time when people will experiment with new things that they have gotten. It's a time when you can set up on emergency power only. So that means usually hooking up to battery, maybe it's solar power. It's various things like that to kind of get that... testing if you are a true emergency situation, setting up your equipment to where there's no power and you just throw stuff up in the air in order to make it kind of get to work. So while I was there, one guy came in with his equipment and he doesn't quote have it all mobile yet. He's looking at getting a backpack for his radio. Apparently, the radio he got works within this old military backpack or something. But anyway, he showed up, and within half hour, he was on the air doing what they call QSOs or contacts. So the other part of this whole thing, other than the collaboration and kind of visiting and stuff, I guess that's kind of two. Number three is a contest. Contests, and I'll talk about this more in the Dog Days of Podcasting. Contests are kind of used as a multifold kind of thing. A, to get you on the air. and B, to start to navigate, not exactly, but emergency type communication situations. So it's really kind of a simulation, and it's a kind of a fun competition. We weren't necessarily doing that. I think we did talk to New York and a couple people. But ultimately, it was this particular group. They weren't into the contesting this year. More just getting together and hanging out. And, you know, they're saying, hey, you can get on here. Or a couple people were like, I'm happy with just watching you this time. I definitely want to get on the high frequencies HF, because that's where you can potentially get your communication around the world. But given the pileups, given everything, and not fully 100% seeing how it worked, and towards the end I was understanding it, but I just was not comfortable, even though I'm licensed. So, but definitely did show me that would be a fun thing to do. So I'm starting to figure out what I need to do. And I can talk about that during the Dog Days of Podcasting too, kind of what my initial thoughts are, what I'm thinking. And the only unfortunate part about any plan with HF is you need to buy a radio. Well, when you're doing VHF and UHF, for $20, you can get a radio that gets you on the air. $25. While we talk HF, your starting price goes up significantly. One radio I was starting to look at, and actually kind of decided better of it, is $600. The kind of radios I'm kind of looking at that are brand new, and there's a used market, so I can maybe even luck out on that, but you're talking $1,200. And then that's not counting antennas and a few other things that if you buy them is additional cost, or at least with antennas, it, you know, I was talking to them a little bit about that, and they're like, just throw up a wire and just get on the air. Don't worry about these math things that they teach you about and PEPs and blah, blah, blahs. Just throw a wire up there, get it close, and get on the air and just, you know, start experimenting. So I think So that's kind of what my intention is now. I may ask if one of them has a, antenna tuner, just to make sure things are approximately close. Borrow one or whatever. But yeah, they're saying, you know, don't worry about these investments, all these tools. Just throw up a wire, get it close. And based on my, where I'm thinking of putting something, I think I can get on 80 meters and get a wire up there pretty easily. So that's kind of current going plan. Not sure what reality will tune out, but as I plan that, I will record that here. So you can kind of call this now the adventures in weather and ham radio, I guess. So I'll get there and start playing with that. I'm getting more comfortable with a little bit more with my radios or my handheld radios. So from here on, it is seeing what else I can do with it. I was playing with APRS last night a little bit, and I think I finally got it working and figured out. Only problem is having things configured so you can quickly plug it in and go, and that's the challenge I have at the moment. I'll cover that in Dog Days of Podcasting, of all that. I gotta start laying those out. I may even just start recording them in my office with a good mic, because there's going to be a lot of, I'll keep it high level, but a lot of things I just don't have off the top of my head like I do the weather side. So I'm going to call here. We're at 10 minutes. So have a good rest of the week, and I will talk to you next time. 73. This is KEYVYC.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.